Hey guys. Shit. Okay, pull it together, Ashley.
Okay, hey y'all.
Yeah. Hey guys. welcome to the Day Truth. Y'all, we have a show in store for you. Guys, it's your girl Edith Yolanda, and I'm with none other than Ashley C. Say hi, Ashley.
Hey guys.
Oh my god. Listen.
I'm sorry. I'm just
That just took all the energy out of me. Okay, so we're going to clue you in. Listen, today is just going to be a real raw uncut show. It's going to be real. I don't even think we have current event news that this is good. I can't even talk right now. Okay, so guys, let's just get into it because we're gonna have to take a quick break and just really regain like all of our senses. Because
I need a drink.
You know what?
I need a whole drink.
You're gonna have to fix me a drink on this one because this one is gonna be good. And you know what? It's gonna be, oh gosh, this is gonna be a three-parter. Number one, I know that everybody has watched the Pastor Wilson video. Let me just say this. If you don't know who Pastor Wilson is, just know that he has the gift of tongues.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he has the gift of tongues, girl. So, Pastor Wilson, his sex tape leak, girl. I wonder if Pastor Wilson is going to become famous like the Kim K's of the world.
Hard to say.
Okay. So, we're going to talk about Pastor Wilson.
Okay.
I think we need to discuss how church people really, really are. Because.
Do you watch Greenleaf?
Girl, you know I watch me some Greenleaf. Okay. Yeah. Okay? Okay. And I just really. We got to talk about the church.
Today, for sure.
Right now. What better day it's than Sunday. On Sunday?
It's perfect.
And then Pastor Wilson has a son.
As a lot of these pastors do, they have children.
But not all these pastors' children
are gifted.
What do you mean by gifted?
You know, we all have talents and gifts.
Right.
You know, some it's literally the pastor's children that I've seen. It's either they're extremely gifted or it's just they don't know what they're going to do with their lives.
Got you.
Yeah.
My mom is a PK.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my mom is a PK.
I can see that.
She's definitely a PK.
Your mom definitely knows the word, too.
Yeah, like, my mom is, she's really like a spiritual person, but don't get it twisted.
Don't get it motherfucking twisted now.
She will cuss you smooth the fuck out. But yeah, I think PKs sometimes they get a bad rep because their parent is a preacher. Mm-hmm. Pastor of a church or of a flock of people, mm-hmm. and they think that the children are supposed to be these idolized
perfect
children.
That's true.
And that's not fair because we, you know, they have to grow and make their mistakes too. But Pastor Wilson's son, bitch. Pastor Wilson's son has a business where you can get your hair cut and get your dick sucked. Okay, so listen, Ashley. All right, guys, we got to take a break. But this is going to be a very interesting show tonight because, like, I can't even talk right now. This shit is so, like, I think that this kind of, like, blew my mind because the men in the videos of Pastor Wilson's son's videos while they're getting their hair cut.
Just take a break.
Ashley, I mean, girl, fix me a drink. We'll be back. Listen, we'll be back with the Day Truth. You don't want to miss this show today. Don't miss this show. Ugh. So back to the show. Ashley, done fix me a drink. Okay, so by the way, I think, you know what I honestly think? I think that we should get sponsorships from, like, alcoholic beverage companies.
Oh, my God.
Because the way that I talk about Stella Rosa and Apothic Red and Apothic White. By the way, have you had Apothic White?
Yes.
It's good.
It's actually really good.
It's really good. Mm-hmm. So I think we should, because nothing.
And you know, I'm the spokesperson for, like, tequila.
A girl, because you are a tequila girl.
Just
You're tequila and I'm Tito's, because you know I love vodka. I got to tell you this, though. I am so pissed off because I don't know if everybody knew that I was going to my best friend. The reason why I didn't record with Ashley last week was because I went to my friend's wedding. Okay. Wedding, absolutely fucking amazing. Shout out to Tawana and CJ. Aww. Bitch, they were like dancing on a cloud and shit, like during their reception. Okay. Like, I knew this bitch spent some money on her wedding. I looked at my mom during the wedding. I was like, you know, none of this shit is happening, right? And my mom was like, I know. I'm the person, if I ever get married, I'm going to do the least. I'm just letting you know right now.
Are you going to do like a destination wedding?
Maybe? I will probably do like a destination wedding where I don't have to worry about anything. Yes. I just fucking show up.
Whoever's there is there.
Yeah, and her wedding was a destination wedding, but it was just beautiful. We stayed in these wonderful villas in North Myrtle Beach. It was wonderful. We could actually walk to the venue. That's how close it was. Everything was just in one spot. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. And so, even though she did the least, she did the most. Like, mm-hmm. Tawana did the most. I know she did the most.
That doesn't sound like the most, because it was the most. Destination weddings are pretty simple.
It was simple, but I mean, every time I turned around, so we had so you know, I did all the makeup for the people.
Right.
I did my friend's makeup, her mom, and then like our closest friends, I did all of their makeup. So that morning at 10 a.m., girl, they were cracking open champagne. Now, normally when I work,
you don't drink.
I don't drink. You Why? Know I don't drink.
You gotta drink.
I don't drink because I'm with that's like when you're when that's customers.
No, you're at your best when you're drinking.
No, Ashley. Your eyeliner will be crooked as fuck if I'm drinking.
I love to like cook. But my food always tastes better.
Ashley.
If I've been drinking.
That's cooking. That's not makeup.
When I do artistic things.
Oh my
things,
God.
I've considered being a makeup artist. A form of art.
Really?
Them brush strokes.
Let me tell you something, bitch. I was
Picasso
so,
in this bitch, okay?
So they had like a wonderful prayer service like right before, because it was like on Sunday. Her wedding was on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And so we're on the beach. So this was like the last moment of her being single. So she had it was called a woman's call to prayer. Mm-hmm. So I told her, I was like, listen, bitch, I ain't gonna make it. Listen, I drove like 7 hours. Me and Blondell drove. So me and her best friend, Nim is a chef. So Nim stayed behind. She fixed the breakfast. And I got prepared for the makeup because I knew that we were going to start makeup at 10. Mm-hmm. When I tell you they came in that bitch with alcohol, I was done. So I did 8 people's makeup.
And you started drinking.
No, I was drinking ever since 10 o'clock. I felt like I was a part of the bridal party. I was like, I'm not going to miss out on the champagne and not. The orange juice and I'm going to get into, this is my friend getting married, right? So I was really excited. And then the next thing I knew, like by the time I did the 8th person, which was my mom, I was like, bitch, I'm tired. I was pretty drunk.
That's good.
And I had like,
that's
I had.
Good, that's a good wedding.
I literally had like 40 minutes to get dressed. Not even a full hour. I had like 42 minutes to get dressed. Because she told everybody the wedding started at 5. But the wedding actually started at 5:30. You know how you got to do with black people. So I knew this. So I strolled up in there at like 5:15. Bitch, everybody was like, they turned. Because you know I was coming with the shits.
Oh, here we go.
You know I was coming with the 30-inch ponytail.
Oh, yeah, that was really pretty.
Shout out to your friend.
Aaron
did my hair. I mean, I am natural. But when I say, bitch, I'm natural.
You natural, man.
I'm natural. I'm Kissy Kente natural, bitch.
He had you looking like you had a silk perm or something like that.
Baby, he slicked me back. I thought that I just came out the womb.
Like, yeah.
That hair was slicked back. I had, to be honest, I did the minimal. Like, I didn't want to do too much.
You
it was not my wedding.
The, you don't want to
I wore a black dress. Mm-hmm. I had some chandelier earrings, a nice little tennis bracelet. And some red high heel shoes, bitch. I came in that bitch ready.
Called it a day.
I called it a day, but I was drunk. And when I tell you I'm so pissed off because I got no pictures of me, like literally I got like maybe four pictures of four.
I see better pictures when I'm drunk.
Oh, girl, but I don't even know what was going on. I was like, there are no pictures of me. There are no pictures of me with the bride. There are no pictures of me just posing. There, I was drunk by the time, and then it was like taking a long
wedding.
It was a good wedding because she had drinks before the fucking wedding started. The people were passing out champagne. Then after the nuptials, she had cocktail hour. Every time, and we sat by the door.
Did
where
you eat
the
enough, you think?
Girl, it was too much. It was scallops, shrimp, meatballs, artichokes, stuffed olives, fruit, cheese, crap. This is the cocktail hour, bitch.
Ooh.
I had to tell them, okay, can you stop? No, I'm not going to be able to eat during the wedding. Mm-hmm. Then when the wedding started, the food took a little bit longer. And I think that's why my head started to hurt. No, fuck it. It was the champagne. I literally had been drinking like all day. And so by the time the food came out or whatever, they were like, what's your choice? And I was like, we have a choice? They were like, yeah, we're having prime rib, or we're having salmon, plank salmon, or you get like a chicken something, like a fancy chicken shit. And then I was like, oh, I did not do the chicken. I did the salmon. And
that's
then,
what I would have done too, yeah.
But then, no, but then they come out, like the appetizer was like three big shrimp prongs with polenta. I was like, bitch, this is a meal. What else is there to eat? Girl, they came out with us.
Feed y'all.
They fed us. And I mean, it was good. I mean, they had a cigar bar. I did not catch the bouquet, though.
That's okay. That don't necessarily mean nothing. All these girls catch these bouquets and then they get married and then they get divorced.
Ashley, don't be so negative. You are a negative Nancy today.
You're just being real.
While you sip your wine. Mm-hmm. Okay. But anyway.
I had a good homecoming this weekend.
How was homecoming? Mm-hmm. My UGA grad alumni.
It was good. I loved it. So basically the weather was. So like the first part of the homecoming was going to be in Atlanta anyway. They had a little party at Rose Bar over there in Buckhead.
Did you see Ghost?
No. But Waka Flocka was in the building.
He always looks dirty.
Oh, dear God.
Okay, go ahead. Waka Flocka was in the building.
No, but it's just really funny to, like, go back to, like, homecoming to, like, and see these girls. For me, it's the girls because I never had any beef with any guys.
Okay.
It's, like, to see some of these girls that had a problem with you back in the day. And they
who
still
had a problem
and
with
they
you,
still have,
Ashley?
And they still have a problem. It's like still
who would have a problem with
gonna,
you?
I'm not going to name anybody.
But I'm just saying, I'm like, you're that perfect. You're like the perfect friend.
Oh, my God.
Thanks. You're like the perfect girl. Who the fuck would have a problem with Ashley C?
Maybe.
I don't see it happening. Now, for me, I know I have a lot of flaws.
I don't know. There were a few girls that just didn't like me because...
You're a bougie. Okay, so listen.
But I feel like I've toned down a lot. I feel like that was how many eons of years ago?
Y'all are grown.
That's how I feel. Like, it was funny because yesterday they had moved one of the events to this place called Republic Lounge because it rained so much. So
it's a rich. Yeah. It was
so nobody terrestrial. Really wanted to, like, take that trip to Athens. So they kind of had a little watch party down here. And we were in a little section and... this one girl that I had to cuss out a long time ago.
Ooh.
But I only did it because she was...
She's a white girl?
Well, she's black and white. She's mixed. One of her parents is... But I had to cuss her out. It was a long time ago.
And she should be over that
She should be over it. And she literally walked into the session and acted like she didn't see me. And I was like, okay.
Oh,
so
girl.
So we're still on that.
It's all good.
No, it's fine. Like...
Listen, what I realize is that...
Like, why are you still mad?
Hater-ass niggas marry hater-ass bitches and they have hater-ass kids. Oh, so Lord. It's not like... That's from a line from Kanye, by the way. But it's not like, you know, people are going to change their spot.
I did wear Yeezys, though. I don't know. Yeah.
I bet you did wear your Yeezys.
Yeah,
fucking Yeezys. So, homecoming was good. It was lit.
Oh, wrong, it was good. Yeah.
It was good.
I enjoyed it.
Well,
the dogs, and we won, so that was good.
You know,
we're doing a lot better than the Falcons.
You know what? You UGA people are really, really fucking cocky. I wanted to say that. I wanted to say that to you. But let me tell you something, bitch. Ain't nothing like a Clemson Tiger. Tiger.
Yeah,
Tiger.
Tiger.
You said it right before
I said a tiger.
No, Clemson Tigers, bitch. We're good. We're good. I need y'all to get to it. Get into it. Clemson is good. Anyway.
But okay.
Okay.
I'll let you have it.
Let me ask you something. When you drink wine, does it ever make you
like dry your mouth out a little?
Not dry your mouth out. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's like I get my, like, cause it's red wine or whatever, but like, do you ever like get tingly? Like when you drink wine?
Tingly where?
Ashley, you know what I'm talking about. Like,
do you, down there?
Yeah.
I never really paid attention like that.
Pay attention to it. I don't know what it is. Like, every time I drink wine, like...
You like, get horny.
Is that what it is?
When I think of tingly down there, I'm thinking...
Is that horniness?
Yeah, I think.
I think it's something in the wine or something.
Well, I don't get...
When you drink, do you ever, like...
When I drink tequila, I get
So when you drink tequila... I get so tingly, it could be... Yeah. Right.
Tingly as in no, I get horny, yes.
Okay, so with you, it's tequila. Yeah. With me, it's wine. Mm-mm. I'm like, whew, okay.
Oh, now you want to sit on phone.
Pastor Wilson's face. All right, now listen. All right, guys. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, God.
I know y'all been waiting for it. So we just need to go ahead and jump it. Like, we have prolonged this. Why? We're talking about Pastor Wilson, and then Ashley has Lifetime on, and this woman is riding this dude. When did Lifetime become so scantily clad?
I don't know, but a lot of
girl, what the fuck is going on with Lifetime?
But no, she cheated on her husband.
That bitch was literally riding a nigga
with a high schooler. She didn't know he was in high school. That's her husband. So she did her thing.
Wow.
And then he comes back later trying to talk to her daughter, and then he confesses everything to the daughter. Like, by the way, we're half brother and sister.
Girl, get the fuck out of here, Lifetime.
And your mom did me.
Girl, get out of here, Lifetime. This is hilarious.
I just like that it's all white people.
I thought it was funny though, because really, I was like,
I just feel like this is the only place they're portrayed as kind of like
crazy. White trash, right?
But everywhere else is us. Real life is us.
Now let me just say this though. I'm going to say this. I was at work today, right?
Okay.
And you know, we sell high-end, like, purses. We sell Prada. We sell Fendi. We sell Gucci. We sell Dior, Louis Vuitton, all that, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I'm at work, and I hear this, like, high-pitched scream. Like, like that, right? So, everybody is like, what's going on? All the white people. What's going on? Oh my God. Like, this is what's going on at work, right? Why this? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about niggas. I can't, for the life of me, I don't understand how niggas get to a point in life where they can get these things.
Uh-huh.
And at their niggerish ass selves. Mm. So this basically, we're in a high-end store. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say the name.
Right.
Very, very affluent, well-to-do people are in this store. Mm-hmm. And you show your naturally nigger ass.
Why?
Because somebody bought you a YSL bag. So let me tell you. So girl. I was so embarrassed, Ashley. Like, if you were in there, I know your face would have been like how it is right now.
Yeah.
Like, really frowned up. Like, you know, you are such a basic bitch, right? Mm. So, let me tell you what my friend said. Now, mind you, she's Nigerian. She said, somebody bought me a Mercedes Benz and I didn't react like that.
Oh, God!
I was like, oh, OMG. That's how simple you bitches sound and look
right.
in these streets. Like, and you know, to be honest, this is what I always tell people. I was like, my grandmother was giving me Dooney and Burt bags when I was like 5 and 6 years old. I used to write in those shits. I was like, and I saw grown ass women in like 2006 with Dooney and Burt bags.
She was writing in
them. I was writing in them bitches, like writing on a plain ass Dooney and Burt bag. Did not know what the fuck it was, but my grandmother gave me a daggone Chanel
brooch,
and I gave that shit to my mother. My grandmother got so upset because, you know, grandmother, mother, mother-in-law, mm-hmm. and I was like, I don't like this. Here, mom, you can have it. You know what I'm saying? And so now I'm looking at you show your natural nigga ass in this high-end exclusive-ass fucking store screaming to the top of your lungs like somebody is murdering you, bitch. Why are these common-ass bitches in this store right now? And I'm sorry. Like, at the end of the day, I'm not trying to be like, you know, how you stuck up yeah. or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, why are you acting like this over a bag? Right. You would have thought that this bitch was getting engaged.
Or something,
you would have right. thought that this bitch was dying the way she was screaming in the store. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, like, the manager came around and was like, is everything okay?
Like, yeah, the girl just got a bag.
And then to top it all off, you're in the store with a headscarf on and no bra, bitch. When I tell you I am done, I am done with Atlanta. I am done with it. I mean, when I say done.
Like? What did this person look like?
Girl, like she came from goddamn Weston. Like, why are you, like, it was too much. It was too much. But anyway, we are so off topic.
Yeah, because we're supposed to be talking about
we are.
How this pastor likes to lick coochie.
Okay, stuff. Okay. So, if you haven't seen the video, I'm pretty sure if you type in Pastor Wilson on Facebook, you will be able to see this shit.
This man.
Oh, okay, so let's just talk about his tongue action, because everybody was saying that, you know, oh, they've had better. The men were like, why are you women so excited about this Pastor Wilson video? Well, first of all, it's because Pastor Wilson was taking time with the pussy.
And he was going in.
Pastor Wilson loved
that vagina. That vagina that was in his mouth.
Let me tell you something.
He loved it. Or loved the person that it belonged
let
to.
Let me tell you something. No, something. He loved that. The way that Pastor Wilson was sucking on this clit.
It was looking kind of like how some of these dudes, when they eat neck bones. No, I don't eat neck bones, but
you know you got a country nigga when you when you eat neck bones, girl. Your man eat neck bones, girl. You got a good man that be sucking on them neck bones.
Pastor was
sucking on that like a neck bone.
Ain't in a while either.
Then he went straight to the booty. Now, when I say he, that's exactly what he did. He whistled and twisted in that booty. And so let's just keep it real. A lot of y'all not eating booty. Mm. You're not eating the groceries. Mm. So basically, Pastor Wilson's membership grew. hoes are definitely, I'm joining the choir. Okay. I want to see what the deacon board look like. I want to know what his...
Can you even sing, bitch?
Girl, let me tell you something. I want to know what the first sermon was after the video came out, bitch. What was this shit about?
Thou shalt not judge.
Girl, because you know they have a support group for Pastor Wilson on Facebook. We support our pastor, Pastor Wilson, so he still has his congregants but I just want to know, this bitch was stupid. I would have held on to this video.
Is Pastor Wilson married?
Yes, he is.
See, that's the only thing that
he
I have
married.
A problem with.
Like, he is married.
The fact that he was doing that, like, doesn't surprise me, because people do things in the privacy of their own homes, and like, just because you don't know kind of what's going on doesn't mean it's not actually happening.
Absolutely.
But the fact that he has a wife is why
absolutely.
I'm disturbed by this. Not actually by what he's doing, but...
Well, you know niggas cheat.
Yeah, but it doesn't
niggas
matter.
Cheat.
Like, you got a wife, though. Like,
yeah.
It's a...
Well, just, you have a wife.
Despite the fact that you are
Ashley, a pastor. You have a wife and you are a pastor of a church. Why are you letting somebody record you eating there?
Right. That's another thing, too.
You can't be doing that.
There's no phones allowed in here if you think, no.
You can't be
especially
doing that.
Especially if I'm stepping out on my wife, no.
But especially because I'm stepping out on my wife and especially because I'm a pastor of a church. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the shit, like you said, on Greenleaf. Like, I always thought that, like, Greenleaf was just, you know, this depiction of the church because a lot of times people want to make the church look bad. But,
make the church look real.
This is real.
Like, that's the thing. People have to understand, yes, bad people go to church. That's why people go to church.
Yeah.
Because they want to repent. They want forgiveness. There's always this, like, level of hope. Like,
right.
Okay, yes,
right.
I screwed up. Up until today, let today be the new leaf that I turn over. And I might screw up tomorrow, but shoot, I'm going to be back here Sunday to repent again. Or to
we
talk
just
to my
repent
pastor.
Every Sunday.
But as long as, I know, that's sad. But as long as you're trying, like, church is like, gives a lot of people, like, hope.
Okay.
You know? But remember.
We still fucking.
People are human. Like,
I get it.
Don't hold these pastors on this pedestal.
No, you don't.
You're going to be hurt later because you put them all the way up here and they smoking crack pipe on the weekend.
I'm just letting you know. I'm letting you know right now because he has come and strolled up into this motherfucking store a couple of times. Pastor Jamal Bryant.
Mm-hmm. He's back with...
Definitely get it. Ooh.
I think he's back with Giselle. They're back together.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They talked about it on the reunion show.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because Andy.
You remember when I told you I saw them on that Dave Chappelle? Saw them in the audience.
And Andy said, "Oh, people have said they've spotted you two together on multiple occasions." She was like, "Is this a new man that you're?" And she was like, "Yes."
Wow.
She said they're trying again.
Wow, you know what that is, right? You do know what that is, right?
No.
Giselle ain't no fool. Goddamn, New Birth is a money pot, bitch.
Oh, I see.
Let's just talk about church for a minute.
So she's gonna probably move
church
to Atlanta.
Is a million dollar
Real Housewives of Atlanta. You think?
Girl, it might be that.
Come back around.
It might just be that because you have to realize that a church of this magnitude is a $1 million industry. When you have Kanye West walking up in your church where Jesus walks, mm-hmm. You're getting a different type of audience. You're getting people to come in and bring in their tithes and their offerings. That bitch ain't no fool.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, they're back together supposedly. But at the end of the day, Pastor Wilson was wrong.
He was.
And
now, if y'all want to take some lessons, I'm just bringing it back to reality.
He was wrong.
I'm just bringing it back to reality. He was talented. Now, it creeped me out.
Why? Because he was old and...
He was old and...
You don't think old people be doing that stuff?
Girl, no. To be honest, I would never think that a person... I don't even think he's that old. He might be in his mid-50s. So that's not that old.
I'll Google it. I just need to know.
Are you going to Google Pastor Wilson's age?
I just want to see how old he is. Yes. Go ahead. Keep talking.
I don't think that he's that old, but even if he looks old. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she looks pregnant. But, I mean, it looked like they were enjoying themselves. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I am all for it. I just don't like... And then I'm like, why did she leak the video?
I heard it was something about she was promised a spot on the choir.
I wish y'all could see Ashley C's face right now. Are you kidding me?
I hope it's a lie.
Bitch, it wasn't for a house.
I hope it was a lie.
It wasn't for a car.
I hope it's a lie.
It was for a spot. And then what's the hoe's name? Corinthia. That bitch's name is Corinthia, like Corinthians. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Oh my gosh, this is horrible.
Mm-mm.
Forget this, yo. I can't talk about this anymore.
They said that Pastor David Wilson has been a pastor for nearly 40 years. That nigga is old, unless he started at 10.
And then on top of that, they say he's like a bishop. Girl. Are you kidding me?
But like once again, I'm not surprised because
I am.
He is a human. No,
I'm surprised to see the bishop eating ass. I'm sorry. Girl, I'm surprised, especially an old ass preacher.
Why though?
Cause that's people thing, back in the day used to eat ass, Ashley.
How do you, maybe.
I thought that was some new. That's some new shit.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Nothing new under the sun. Isn't that in the Bible somewhere?
Whoa! See, here you go quoting scriptures. On that note, we're gonna take a quick break.
You think our generation just came out with eating the
eggs? Our generation is nasty as fuck.
No, because in you know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sodom and Gomorrah.
Them angels, them people was not trying to eat them angels' asses, it's not, Ashley.
No, but like,
they were trying to have sex with men.
There were a lot of homosexual activity. And what do you think? You don't think anyone accidentally went back there? You know what sodomy is?
I know what sodomy is.
The definition of sodomy is any form of sex that's not vaginal, penile penetration. So if you're doing oral, that's sodomy. If you're eating ass, that's sodomy. If you're eating vagina, that's sodomy. If you're sucking dick, that's sodomy. Because it's not vaginal and penile penetration.
I'm not
period.
Being sodomized.
Okay.
Ashley, whatever. Listen, what we do need to talk about is Pastor Wilson's son.
Oh.
And we're gonna take a quick break.
Oh, when will it end?
Oh, dear God. Okay, so this is a little hard for us guys, and I'm just gonna keep it real. You will be a little disturbed by this, but don't go away. Just take a quick breather and we'll be right back with the goddamn truth. Whew.
He's already embarrassed enough, right?
Yeah. So anyway, guys. We're back.
Oh, shit. You got that shit about my cousin?
No.
Okay,
no.
I was saying, oh, Lord.
Then you went, my cousin over there? No. But, guys, we're back. We were just having a brief conversation because, I mean, I honestly believe that, you know, I'm a spiritual person, but I do know that there's some freaks in the church. I'm not surprised by that.
You think everyone just came here
on
this earth
Nah. I mean, let's be real. My grandmother and grandfather, my grandfather was a pastor. My grandmother was the first lady of a church. And they have 10 kids. They had 11 kids, honestly. One of them passed away. So I know that it was some fucking involved. It
was a lot of fucking
a involved. Lot. I mean, for you to have 11 kids, I'm not surprised by that. But again, I just feel like sometimes you just hold people to a certain standard because they are supposed to be, you know, like... It's hard to do. It's not easy. This road of being a leader of a flock of people to be more Christ-like and to be healthy and to be holy, it's a hard thing to do. That's why I never, ever, let me tell you something. If I ever become like a first lady of a church, this church gonna be so real.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be so real and it's going to be uncut and just truthful because at the end of the day, I feel that a lot of people are putting religion as a way to like dominate a person. And it comes to a point in time where you just have to be real. You have to be real with your child possibly having sex before marriage. Yeah. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, don't teach your child that, you know, to abstain from marriage is the best thing to do. But is it the best thing to do?
Abstain from sex before marriage?
Is it?
Maybe.
It, for some people it is.
Maybe.
For some people it's not. I don't think that, you know, there are some people that I feel that have been with their first partner for a lifetime, but then I've also realized that there's some people who I thought were with their first time partner for a lifetime, but actually fucked somebody before. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? We are all human beings and no one is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
No one is perfect. And I just want us to stop putting these things like, oh, pastors are perfect. And most of all, PKs are perfect. Preachers' children are children. And at the end of the day, they have feelings. They have emotions. And you got to stop putting these children in the limelight. If your pastor is a mega pastor, that does not mean, like, this is one of the things, though. T.D. Jakes' daughter.
What about her?
Got pregnant when she was very young. I think she was 14.
Oh, wow.
And they made her marry And she got divorced very early. See, this is where the hypocrisy comes in for me, right? Your child is out here fucking. You find out because she gets pregnant. And then you force her into a marriage that you know is not going to fucking last because you want to keep up with the heirs. Mm-hmm. You want to make it like this was planned or this is what is supposed to be. When in all actuality, that's what pisses me off about Christians. You know what I'm saying? Stop putting up these airs that you are perfect and then we won't put you on the pedestal of you being perfect. You know what I'm saying? Start letting us be real, you know, with you, and you be real with us and say, you know, hey, I had these feelings before once. Right. You know, I had these feelings. I saw a woman that caught my attention and I was attracted to her and I didn't know what was drawing me to her, and keep it real with us so that we won't feel like we're alone in the feelings that we feel. And then when you do that, you become, you get a congregation of people who are real and people who want to change for the better. Right. But when you keep on putting up these airs like, I'm perfect, my child is perfect, in this house we'll serve the Lord, it's all holy, my child can't listen to rap music, my child can't watch PG-13 movies, my child can't watch, what was the cartoon that everybody, Moana, because it's talking about other gods and stuff. I'm like, oh, y'all are really to the extreme with it. Like, you know, one thing that really, like, really pissed me off with my sister at one point was, like, she didn't want her kids to watch Teletubbies because she thought that Tinky Winky was gay.
Here we go.
Bitch, Tinky Winky might be gay.
Right.
At the end of the day, bitch,
just
you
like
think
Tyler
that...
Tyler in your child's class.
Right, right. You cannot shield your kids from the shit that's going on in the world. You know what's really fucked up? What's really fucked up is when people who are so religious have like children and they keep them sheltered, and then their children have to go out in the real world and that shit is a shocker for them and they've never experienced this shit before and they wild the fuck out.
Like, I have a cousin
and it happens all the time.
Currently, she or he, mother is very into the church, and she or he is very sheltered, and I fear for her.
Really?
Oh yeah. Like,
because they're just sheltered, they don't know anything.
I fear for them because, like, I've even invited them to a birthday party at a club, they didn't come because clubs
really
are evil. Yeah, it's just like all right, you'll see one day.
But you have to realize that people in the church are evil too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I think also, too, a lot of people who are not educated use the church.
Absolutely.
Use the church as absolutely a way to kind of normalize.
Well, they're not educated, and they make things... See, this is what I have an issue with, right? You might read a verse in the Bible and get a word, and then I read that same verse and get a completely different word. But at the end of the day, the words are still the words. It don't need no interpretation. It is what it is. Look up the words, find the definition for them, and just live by it. I don't know why everybody has their own interpretation.
I also think, too, the reason for that is because when the Bible was written, it was a completely different time. There was no technology the way there is technology now. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, is it applicable to today's times? Like, some verses you can look and you'll be like, okay, well, okay, we're not walking in the desert. Yeah. We don't wear these type of sandals.
Really?
It is what it is. This is probably what... At this time, this is how this is probably... Made.
But I think that there's...
But there are other verses that it's just like...
There's a lesson for everything, I believe, in that holy book.
Yeah.
Which leads me...
Book of lessons, yeah.
Yeah, which leads me to, you know, believe that, like, honestly, speaking on... PKs, because we did talk about Pastor Wilson's son, Brandon. Now, this is where it gets kind of iffy with me, right?
Did we? We didn't tell them what he does.
He's a barber.
Okay.
And he's a licensed barber here in Atlanta, Georgia, right?
Yeah. It's just like a...
I don't think he's ever come out and said, hey, I'm gay, but would you say that he's, like, openly gay?
I think... Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, I looked at his Instagram page, Brandon_barber4, And I don't think he said anything about the LGBTQNA movement.
Okay.
But basically, he's a barber here in Atlanta, Georgia. And when you told me, it was like a nudist barber. Like,
man.
So, guys, even though we know that the PKs and the preachers, well, I would say that the PKs are not the preachers. I would say this. I still feel that something has to be going on in the household for you to have a son that is openly gay and is cutting hair in the nude while men are actually pleasuring themselves. So basically, Pastor Wilson has a son that has a barbershop. And it makes it like your energy. Now, this is what really makes me weak out of it, right? Me and Ashley were looking at the videos, right? These niggas look straight as fuck.
But then again, what does straight look like?
No, bitch, I know a gay when I see a gay.
No, those are the flamboyant ones.
No, bitch, I know. I got a lot of gay friends that are not flamboyant, but I know, nigga, you're gay. I have these friends.
But they're your friend. I'm talking about somebody walking down the street. You not gonna know. There's a lot of those. Like,
Ashley,
it's a lot of that. Like, it's normal. They're just...
Well, I'm going to say this. Your everyday kind of beard gang, thug-a-muffin, rough type of nigga is in this boy's seat.
Oh, yeah.
Jerking off the barber while he's naked. Whew. One of them had the full barber cape on while Brandon, the pastor's son, is cutting his hair. He is literally jerking off. Now this is not okay. So the videos are not actually on Instagram, even though there is a picture that he reposted of little Duval, saying that he went viral. Yeah. But this is going on.
Yeah.
And it makes me wonder, like, what's being taught? What's going on in this pastor's church? I mean, in his home, that his son is actually thinking that this is okay. Like, a part of me...
Maybe his son doesn't give a damn.
Well, but see, this is the thing, right?
Because people are so rebellious to the point they want...
It's something going on in his household. Because I have gay friends that are men that could pray you under a bus. Like, they could pray you down. Mm-hmm. Like, I have a gay friend. I think my mom told you about this. One time when we invited him over for Thanksgiving dinner one day, and my mom said that, like, the spirit moved her to ask him to pray over the food.
Okay.
Because he was, like, really the... Well, there were some other men in there, but he, for some odd reason, like, my mom just said, ask him to do the prayer over the food. And when he blessed that food, child, we was in there like, yes, yes. You know, like, he laid it out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so I know what it's like to have a Christian foundation. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't matter if you're of, you know, you're in the world, but you're not really of the world. You're not really going in where you cut niggas' hair and allowing them to jerk you off. Like, you know, that's to a whole nother level. And when I'm telling you that these ladies, I'm telling you.
The spirit of rebellion.
You think that's what it is?
It's something.
Spirit of rebellion.
He knows, like, come on now. It's one thing, your sexuality. That it is what it is. But that's just inappropriate.
That's just, it's extra. It's to the point where I know for a fact. Like,
how you have to get your clients?
No, like, bitch. No.
You see what I'm saying? It's just inappropriate. Like,
no.
Like, that's like a sell your soul kind of thing to me.
It's like selling your soul and selling your body for haircut money. And I mean, these men, what's really going on? And I just, y'all go to the Instagram page and look at it for yourself. I mean,
they're not going to be able to see what I saw.
These men, well,
not on that page.
Not on the page, but you'll see these men and you know that this is going down. Mm-hmm. You know that this is something that's going down because this is actually what he did repost a little Duval picture of him going viral and his whole ass was out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he is letting people know that this is what goes on. But you know that this shit would not be legal in any other barbershop. He's doing this in his home. Mm-hmm. But men are coming. And then the crazy thing about it is that men are coming from different states.
Oh,
So, bitch, you might be like, you know, somebody, a woman said this, though.
What?
A woman said this, and I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it, but a woman said this. She was like, I'm going to tell you something. For all you bitches that got these niggas that always with their homeboys, every time you turn around, they playing basketball together. They playing games together. They going to the barbershop together. They hanging out at the movies together. They going out of state together. They fucking.
Ooh, Lord.
She was like, your man should not be spending more time with his bruh than he is with you. That's a problem. And women have to really be observant these days, because they're, I don't know why. I don't know if it's because men like the feeling of, you know, I don't know why men cheat. I don't know why men would have good pussy and cook food and still go out and cheat. Okay. Which is, yeah, I don't know why men would have good wet pussy and then, and cook food, cook, home cooked food. The mother of your children in a clean house, and you will go out and cheat with a dirty bitch. I don't, for the life of me, I do not understand this. And for the life of me, I do not understand why a man would pose as a straight man, fuck men, and come home and kiss his wife in the mouth. But what I saw with the video that you showed me of these niggas sucking dick in the barber chair, bitch, you might need to roll up on your man at the barber shop, bitch.
Oh, shit. The barbershop not even safe. Shit.
Dang. When I tell you Ashley rolled her head back like she was weak as shit. That, yo, you might need to roll up to the barbershop.
Girl.
And it's weird to me. It's weird to me. And I'm going to say this. When you have a man... Mm-hmm. And I'm being honest, you have a man that should be in the prime of his life and he's turning you down for sex because he want to play a game or he wants to hang out with his homeboy or he has something to do. Bitch, you might just be his beard. And it's sad. And when I say his beard, I mean that you are actually the person that he is putting in the spotlight to divert the attention off of him being gay. And it's sad to me because I feel that every man, every woman should be free to express who they are sexually and not feel ashamed about it, okay? If you like men, you like men. If you like women, you like women. Live your life, bitch. Do what you do.
Right.
But do not include an innocent bystander in this shit. There are a lot of men out here that are heterosexual men that like to sleep with multiple women. There are a lot of women out here that accept that shit. Find the right bitch for you that accepts this shit and you go live your life with her.
But
give me the opportunity to decide whether that lifestyle is conducive for me.
Right.
Because
right,
let me tell you something, especially Ashley, if we marry,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to let y'all know, and y'all can pass this word on to anybody who needs to know it.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, if I marry your sister, your brother, I used to say your sister, if I marry your brother, your uncle, your cousin, or your friend, and that bitch cheats on me and we're married, I'm letting you know I'm drawing blood, bitch. There will be some bloodshed.
Oh,
now, it might not be a lot. It might not be a lot. But I'm going to find a way to cut you with something real quick. I'm just saying, you're not going to cheat on me and I done got four of your kids and I done tucked away, washed up, fed them, put them in bed and did all the housework and nigga, you out here sleeping around with another... And please don't...
Please... Lord, please
don't let this be a nigga. While you pour another drink.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. God, this is like one of the worst discussions to ever have. Ashley is over here drinking, hitting the bottle hard. I'm over here getting a deep, octave deeper voice. But guys, make sure you know who you are involved with. Ask the questions.
And then when they lied.
Okay, but you can't pose the question like, hey, you ever sucked dick before? You know what I'm saying? You have to pose the questions like, hey, would you allow me to like play with your booty? Do you think, do you
what
like?
What do you like, hell nah?
No, ask him, do you like anal play?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. Well, let's try it.
That I don't mean, he's not getting it.
Wait, hold on. Let's. I think we should try it. I hear that that's a great way for you to, like, you know, get a stronger orgasm.
I don't think you need. All you gotta do is walk by them.
Well, how you gonna? You just said you can't walk by them.
No. Just walk behind them. Grab their butt real quick. Ooh. If they don't flinch,
they used to that shit, huh? Really?
If you don't get bitch smacked.
Wait. Are you talking about like in the act
like literally we could be walking into Walmart.
Okay, walking into Walmart.
Yeah.
But like what if you're involved with like sex, right? And he's like missionary and you just grab his butt. And you push him in closer to you. You're grabbing his butt. That's normal.
But it depends on how close you get into the butthole.
I wish you could see Ashley. Ashley said the butthole with her hand.
Like, you can touch the butt a little bit.
Like grab it. Like,
but
grab
you cannot
it.
Go anywhere near that crack. Their butthole.
Ashley, but that's not okay. No. So I'ma just be real
stay
with
away.
You. Hold
away.
On. Cause I have a girlfriend, right?
Okay.
Now take it. Give her a take it. She's very freaky.
Okay.
She has always been known to be like a freak. Okay. I would go into a story time with her, but I will not.
Okay.
Cause if she listens to this podcast, she would know she directly I'm talking about. But she was like, one day we were having a conversation. I went to her house or whatever, and she was cooking. And she was like, I love to, like, lick my man's ass.
Like the actual meat part of the butt?
No, like going in, like going in. And she was like, I told him he has to shave or something because it's a little hairy back there. So the dude that she's with sent her a Four picture. You know who Four is from the Black Ink? Crew Chicago.
Four.
You remember Four who got caught and he took a picture of his asshole and sent it to the girl and it went viral and everybody was like he's gay and stuff like that. So I'm saying this, you can Google it, Four, and it's P-H-O-R, okay. Four from Black Ink Chicago. But basically she showed me the picture of the guy and he sent her like a picture of his ass and he was like, I can't wait for you to lick my ass. So she introduced him to something that he liked. It doesn't mean that he's gay.
Right.
But she eats a grocery.
That doesn't mean he's gay. Yeah, it's just, that's just a weird
so thing. So it's
a touchy thing. Like, cause it can actually be offensive to people who are legit heterosexual and they just
and they like it.
Yeah, I mean,
Tank is one of them.
Does he like that?
Tank said he likes for his woman to eat the groceries.
I think I do remember him saying that.
He did. But he also did perform for a gay private party. For
like naked?
He didn't perform naked, but I'm pretty sure it's about the check.
Yeah. Like, they didn't tell him to suck no dick afterwards. So, shit. Go on. Bring it on, baby. I'm singing for y'all. Like, I don't care.
So basically, only thing that is really gay is if you really perform the act with a male. You can't say
that
a person is gay.
If somebody's with a girl and they're doing these things, that doesn't make them gay because they're with a woman.
So if a man likes to be pegged, he's not gay.
What is pegged? That means the thing in his butt.
Yeah.
As long as he's doing it with his girl,
with
the
woman, he's not gay. He might just like it. But you know how many people, especially in our community, would be like, no, he's gay. That's gay. Nothing is entering my ass.
Because if that's the case, why is it okay to stick your finger in my butthole?
But okay, but let me ask this. No.
No, it's still a butthole. So it's like, why is it okay for you to stick it in my butt, but I can't stick it in your butt?
I've also heard that that is like a gay type of thing too, as well.
What is?
Like, if a man only wants to do, like, anal sex with a woman, that is considered to be, quote-unquote, gay.
Maybe her pussy is trash.
Wow. On that note.
And maybe he just loves her to the point like, damn.
Wow.
I don't want to go cheat on her. So let me get something tighter.
Ashley.
Like her butthole, because her pussy is trash.
Really?
But I love her. So I respect her enough.
What happens when the asshole gets worn out?
Then
yo,
we'll have to have another conversation. We'll
this
have
really
vaginal rejuvenation.
Oh my god.
Vaginal and anal rejuvenation.
That's too much. I like you can literally take that KY jelly, nah, put it on a fucking biscuit and eat it, my nigga. You are not about to go in my asshole.
But this is my thing though.
At all.
You just said what if the asshole gets like stretched out? What you not gonna do though? Once you stretch my asshole out, you're not
leave.
Gonna leave. Baby. You finna deal with it or fix it.
Was she not gonna do what?
I'm not gonna leave. Damn.
Ashley, I can't with you. Guys, listen. I actually hope that you did not listen to this segment around kids. I actually hope you did not listen to this segment around older people. And most definitely, I hope you did not listen to this shit at work, because you would be dying and wow. gagging for life at work. But guys,
Send it to your churchy, your churchy people. They would love this.
Send it to the church freaks. They would love this shit.
Or even the judgy church people.
Yeah, just let them know that this is a good Christian message that we are spreading the word.
And we are aware of the things that they do behind closed doors.
Well, you know I have a Christian Mingle account.
Girl, what?
Throw that ass in a church circle in 1982.
That's your name?
Yeah.
Throw that ass in the church circle. Oh, dear.
Nah, I'm just playing.
That
but no.
Crazy.
I mean, I love the Lord.
As you should.
I love sex, too. Pastor Wilson called me. On that note, guys, it has been a wonderful show. Make sure you go and like the Facebook page of The Dang Truth with me and Ashley C.
Oh, God.
She is so weak. Ashley is so weak. But make sure you go and like The Dang Truth on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram at Hermosa Cosmetics. Right? Mm-hmm. Yes. I've been drinking a little bit. And next week, we will have Mike on the show. So, guys, get prepared for that. I'm going to see if we can do a live reading of one of Mike's stories, because Mike's stories are very seductive, and I really like them. And
do you have the email address for them, or is that going to be on the next show?
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and send the email. The email address is going to be on Facebook. All right, guys. So the email address for all of your emails for you to send to us is thegotdametruth@gmail.com.
Go ahead and spell that out for them.
Okay. So it's thegotdametruth@gmail.com. Because you know, a lot of times you hear me say, this is the goddamn truth.
Right.
When I say it's the goddamn truth, you know it's going into detail. Like, mm-hmm. we about to get it in. So, yes, email us. Let us know what you feel. Let us know what you think. Send it
ask
to
us questions.
Yeah,
if
ask
you
us
want
questions.
Us to answer live.
I think, that's going to be the best part.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to be waiting for these questions and these scenarios. Ooh, this is going to be juicy.
Right.
And until next time, guys. It's been good.
Bye.
Later.